Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to have some laughs, we'll celebrate the birthday of Jerome Kern, and if you're very, very good, you might get a lollipop. But to get us started, the past couple of weeks I've been playing some records given to me by Ella Mae Cox from the collection of her late father, William Everhart. And here are four more of them, starting off with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra.
Thank you.
A couple of indifferent songs to start this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We just heard Selvin's Boardwalk Orchestra from the original Vocalion 78 and Who Cares, written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen. Ben Selvin probably made more records than any other band leader of the 78 RPM era. By age 25, he had made his 1,000th record. He was born in New York around 1898 and was a child prodigy on the violin. He made his first public appearance at the Star Casino at age 9 and first appeared on Broadway in 1913. He formed his first band at age 19 and had a 7-year run at New York's Moulin Rouge. His career as bandleader, band agent, and record executive lasted into the 1970s. Ben Selvin died July 15, 1980, while recuperating from a heart attack. And we started the show with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Too Bad from the original Brunswick 78, recorded in Los Angeles on February 2, 1926. Too Bad was written by Elmer Schobel. Composer and arranger Elmer Schobel was born on September 8, 1896, in East St. Louis, Illinois. He studied guitar and piano and accompanied silent movies and toured in vaudeville. He played with the 20th Century Jazz Band, the Friars Society Orchestra, and Isham Jones Band. In 1924 and 25, he led his own band at Midway Gardens in Chicago. He arranged for Art Castle and his Castles in the Air, and for Ina Ray Hutton and her all-girl band. For 10 years, he was the chief arranger for Warner Brothers Music. He trained to be an electrical and mechanical engineer and invented and manufactured the Tuner-Matic radio. Elmer Schobel died in Miami, Florida on December 14, 1970. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and here's York's SS Flotilla Orchestra. Thank you. From the original Vocalion 78, Emil Kullmann and his Montmartre Orchestra and Bee's Knees from October of 1922. Emil Kullmann was born on June 19, 1894, and led a society band which played at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Suave and sophisticated, he was well-liked by New York high society, and his band supplied music for a great many social events and debutante balls around the country. Emil Kullmann died on February 3, 1965. And before Emil Kullmann, we heard Yerkes SS Flotilla Orchestra in September of 1922, and the Yankee Doodle Blues, music by George Gershwin and lyrics by Buddy DeSilva. Harry A. Yerkes controlled so many bands and made so many records that he was known as the Dean of Record Makers. His SS Flotilla Orchestra consisted of 11 pieces and in 1924 went on an 18-month tour of Australia. I'm Glenn Robison and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. You can bet your sweet bippy that we'll be back right after this. Last week on January 22nd in 1968, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In debuted on NBC TV from beautiful downtown Burbank. The weekly program, which was produced by George Schlatter and Ed Friendly, was the highest-rated comedy series in TV history, winning 4 Emmys and topping the Nielsen ratings for 2 seasons. Each hour-long show went through 260 pages of jokes. So in honor of Laugh-In, as it was more commonly called, I'm going to sock it to you with some laughing songs.
Oh, sure.
The Wizard of Strings, Roy Smek in 1926, and Laughing Rag. Multi-instrumentalist Roy Smek was born in 1900 in Reading, Pennsylvania, and mastered the ukulele, guitar, Hawaiian guitar, tenor banjo, and harmonica. He played in the vaudeville circuit in the 1920s and appeared in some of the first Vitaphone shorts, including one entitled His Pastimes. He was known as the king of the artist models, since Roy Smek model instruments were made by B&D, Gibson, Harmony, and Montgomery Ward. And before Roy Smek, it was Laughing Stomp by Vance Dixon and his Pencils. Reedman and vocalist Vance Dixon was born in 1895 and wrote Laughing Stomp. Despite being recorded in the midst of the Great Depression on June 12, 1931, it sounds like the group was having a pretty good time. It's possible that Fats Waller was the pianist in that recording, of which only 400 copies were made by Columbia. Continuing this laugh-in set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Bert Furman and the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you. hear me? I can't be sentimental for you. Laughing at me, I know. I want to be romantic, but I haven't a chance. You got a sense of humor.
Baby, you know humor is death's romance. Ain't no one to take us around here. Come here. You're laughing at me. Stop it now. Stop giggling. Cut it out. Listen, why do you think it's funny
when I say that I love you so? You know I love you so. You've got me worried and I'm all at sea. For why you're crying at me and I'm crying for you. And you're laughing at me.
Get it straight now. What you gonna do? Are you all right? Well, all right then.
Well, all right then. Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm on February 22nd, 1937, and the Irving Berlin tune You're Laughing at Me from the 1937 Dick Powell picture On the Avenue. And before Fats, it was Bert Furman and the rhythmic eight, and After My Laughter Came Tears from May 7th, 1928. Violinist and bandleader Bert Furman and pianist brother John made over 400 dance band sides for the Xonophone label between 1924 and 1932, under at least 21 different names. Between 1927 and 1932, they made 250 sides as the Rhythmic Eight. The Rhythmic Eight was made up of both British and American musicians. The personnel often changed and frequently consisted of more than eight. After My Laughter Came Tears was written by Roy Turk and Charlie Tobias. Lyricist Roy Turk was born on September 20th, 1892, in New York. A few of his hit songs include Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya, Huh? I'll Get By, To Be in Love, Walking My Baby Back Home, and Bing Crosby's theme song, Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. Roy Turk died in Hollywood on November 30th, 1934. Charlie Tobias was born in New York in 1898. He called himself the boy who writes the songs you sing, and one of three brothers, the others being Harry and Henry, all of whom were songwriters. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting your comments and requests. They may be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back to celebrate Jerome Kern's birthday right after this. January 27th marks the birth in 1885 in New York of Jerome Kern. He received a Master of Music degree from Heidelberg University in Germany, and by age 19 he was writing music for Broadway shows. He wrote his first complete Broadway score in 1911 at age 26 and composed nearly 700 songs for 117 shows and films between 1905 and 1945. In the 1920s, he had songs in 24 Broadway shows, including his greatest achievement, 1927's Showboat. By this time, he had already written Look for the Silver Lining, Old Man River, She Didn't Say Yes, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. In 1932, he wrote The Song Is You with Oscar Hammerstein for the Broadway show Music in the Air. In 1935, he went to work for RKO, where he wrote the hits The Way You Look Tonight and A Fine Romance, both sung by Fred Astaire in the 1936 picture Swing Time. His last Broadway show was Very Warm for May in 1939, after which he worked exclusively for Hollywood films. Jerome Kern died of a stroke on November 11, 1945. Here are two Jerome Kern songs from the show Sunny. Thank you.
things I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Ooh. Means my happiness, ooh. What I answer yes to, well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Two from the 1925 show Sunny, which was a success here in the U.S. and played to 363 packed houses at the Hippodrome in London the following year. We started with Sam Lennon and the Ipana Troubadours on March 5, 1926, and Sunny. And we just heard Claude Hopkins and his orchestra, with the vocal by Orlando Roberson, on September 19, 1934, and Who. Both of those were written by Jerome Kern with Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach. Here are two more from Jerome Kern.
She knew he sat beside her there. At first there was heard not one little word. Then coyly she took one sly little look, and something awoke and smiled inside. Her heart began beating wild inside. So what did she do? I'll leave it to you. She did just what you do too.
Place in eyes that were meant to smile. There there's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret of it all. Look for the silver lining when a cloud appears in the blue.
From the musical Sally, Edna Brown and Charles Harrison, and Jerome Kern and Buddy DeSilva's Look for the Silver Lining, from May 14, 1921. And before Look for the Silver Lining, from The Cat and the Fiddle, we heard Ambrose and his orchestra, with the vocal by Sam Brown, and She Didn't Say Yes, recorded in London on February 23, 1932. Just four of the more than 700 songs from the pen of Jerome Kern, born January 27th, 1885. And where else can you hear such records but here on Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. At the top of the show, I promised you some lollipops if you were good, and I'll be back with them right after this. Last week, January 21st, marked the birth in 1921 of Aristotle Savalas. You know him better as Telly Savalas, the Emmy Award-winning actor who portrayed the lollipop-sucking Lieutenant Theo Kojak in 115 episodes of the CBS police drama Kojak between October of 1973 and April of 1978. So here, in honor of Telly Savalas and Kojak, are some musical lollipops, starting off with Hunter and Jenkins.
Go away, Willie.
Oh, give me a little of that, honey.
Oh, no, keep your nasty hands off it.
Why, honey? I want something so bad.
I want your nasty hands on it.
Why, honey?
Because it's mine. I ain't gonna give you none of my things.
Oh, give me a little bit.
No.
Just a teeny weeny little bit.
No, now.
Why?
I'll tell you the reason why.
Well, let me know, sugar.
Now listen here, Willie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no use you keep hanging around. I know you want it.
I sure do.
Oh, it looks so good.
It do.
I wouldn't give you a piece, honey, if I could.
Now, Mary.
What?
You was making me blue.
Why, Willie? 'Cause I can't give none to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play ring around roses, even play hopscotch. But I can't give you none of my lollipop.
Yeah, you can.
I know Fanny's got one.
Yeah, she got one.
And thinks it's fine.
It is.
But I bet your nickel, baby, it ain't as good as mine.
I don't know.
You know Tommy and Johnny,
mm-hmm,
and cute little Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they wouldn't go to school till I give them some more.
Yeah.
Now, and if you try to take it, I'll call a cop, 'cause I ain't gonna give you none of my lollipop. None of my lollipop.
Look here.
What?
Honey, give me a little bit.
I ain't.
Look here, I'll give me a little bit.
No.
I'll give you a nickel for it.
I ain't gonna give you nothing.
Oh, just a little bit.
No, I'm gonna tell my mom.
Oh, I don't care if you tell your mom. You give me a little of yours, and when I get some, I'll give you one of mine.
I don't want yours.
Huh?
I don't want yours.
Well, I want yours. And I'm going to tell you why, honey.
Why?
Yeah, I'll tell you what you do.
What?
Look here. I'll play Mom and Papa until it's night.
Oh, will ya?
You can beat her, Mom.
Oh, it's goody, goody.
If you treat me right.
But here's one thing I'm guarding,
mm-hmm,
with all my might.
Yeah, honey, and I can see good and well that you sure is sitting on it tight.
Yes, sir. I ain't gonna give you none, so let me be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm keeping it for myself. It means so much to me.
Well, honey, give me a little old candy. Let the argument drop.
No, 'cause your lips will never touch my lollipop.
No,
not this mama's lollipop.
Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack band.
love that record. Despite the perception, there's just one banjo in that recording. Harry Reaser, often heard on this show, but usually with one of his many bands such as the Six Jumping Jacks or the Clico Club Eskimos, and his own composition, Lollipops, from 1926. The impression of playing two banjos with melody on one and rhythm on another is created through an extremely difficult technical skill called cross-picking. And before Harry Reaser, it was Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees and On the Good Ship Lollipop, written by Sidney Clare and Richard Whiting in 1934. And we started this Lollipop set of songs with Leola B. Pettigrew and Wesley Wilson, working as Coots Grant and Sox Wilson, and credited on that Vocalion 78 as Hunter and Jenkins. As a child, Pettigrew joined a touring black vaudeville and minstrel show and was only 12 when she teamed up with Wilson. Wesley Wilson played piano on that recording made January 4, 1933 in New York. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com to sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email or to play the Jeopardy-type music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.